Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 21st of February 2026. Today's topic is Christian Pilgrim's Hallmark. Our text today is taken from Psalm 24, verse 1 to 6. Verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. No doubt holiness and heaven are a twin pact, and both are the core Christian hallmark. When we throw cautions about holiness and heaven to the wind or make them options instead in our Christian lives, then our profession and religion become nominal, worthless, empty, and inconsequential. According to Leonard Ravenhill, holiness is not a luxury, it is a necessity. If you are not holy, you will never make it to heaven. Pilgrims on earth are supposed to be conscious daily that their citizenship is in heaven. Therefore, believers' lifestyles in general should be tailored towards heaven. People like John Wesley and Matthew Henry made holiness and heaven their Christian hallmark as pilgrims. If we do not make holiness and heaven our hallmark in this journey, then the Christian life is not worth living. The journey of holiness begins with being born again. It is at that point our sins can be forgiven and the grace to live a holy life can be given to us. To be born again, you need to repent of your sins and accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Quote for the day: their citizenship is in heaven. The challenge for today is: make holiness and heaven a priority. Prayer: Lord, make my utmost daily desire to be holiness and heaven. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.